It's time for Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Bestway Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Lawrence County sports leader, Light 103 WAKO.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lawrenceville High School, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian basketball. As the Indians get back into conference play, Little Illini conference play, they take on the Marshall Lions here at Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson's alongside. Time now for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Indians and the Lions here as we hit the stretch before the Little Illini Conference Tournament. This is a big game. Marshall comes in with a record of 16-1 overall. They're 3-0 in league play. Indians are 9-7, and they're 2-0 in league play here this evening. Well, I mentioned this is a big game. You may not think it's 16-1 against 9-7, but those conference records are key as we haven't had the seedings yet for the Little Illini Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. Marshall 3-0, Indians 2-0. Whoever wins this will be 4-0 in league play and be well on their way to maybe one of the top seeds in the tournament.
I fully expect Marshall to be the number one seed in this tournament if they win tonight, and maybe the number two if they lose tonight. And the Indians got a chance to get the number one or two or maybe a number three seed in that tournament coming up at Paris here in a couple of weeks. You know, these teams have played already the very first game of the year, the Capital Classic, and Marshall won that one handily. We thought Fairfield was pretty good Friday night, but these guys might even be better than Fairfield. They did beat Fairfield in that championship game, the Capital Classic. The only game Marshall has lost this season was in the Pizza Hut Classic at Terre Haute over the Christmas break, and Sullivan, Indiana defeated the Lions in the opening round of that 16-team tournament. Marshall went on to win all three of the other games and finish that tournament as the consolation bracket champion. Come in here tonight 16-1. And Steve, they really got it all. They've got a big guy in Burdick. They've got some shooters in Jadon Wallace and Tingley. And they've got athletes like Lance Reese coming off the bench and Daniel Tingley. So, you know, total package, and the Indians are going to have to be at their best to be in this game tonight.
Well, they're certainly going to have to be better than they were on Friday, when the Indians lost at Fairfield to the Mules. Indians started off well, led 18-11 after one quarter, but Bill, the offense just completely went away in the middle part of the game, and that can't happen tonight or we'll have a similar result.
Yeah, can't have another stretch where you score a basket in 1 point in one quarter and 3 points in another. The Indians, Steve, were 1-for-23 from the floor during those two periods. Totally uncharacteristic. They're not a great shooting team, but nobody would expect them to shoot like that, and I expect them to bounce back from that a little bit, at least from a shooting standpoint tonight, if nothing else.
We'll be back with a final word here on the pregame show after this from Carl Richland Memorial Hospital.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Back here on the pregame show, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian basketball. Indians have a change in the starting lineup. We will tell you about that and also about the starting lineups, and we'll have the play-by-play coming up in just a minute. This has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show, and you're listening to Lawrenceville Indian basketball on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball on Light 103. Here are the starting lineups. First of all, for the Marshall Lions, coached by John Weber, doing an outstanding job in his first year as the head coach. He's 16-1, 3-0 in league play, and he'll start number 10, senior Ethan Cown. He is a 5'10 guard. Number 11, Daniel Tingley. He's a 5'11 junior. Also in the starting lineup is number 15, Jaden Wallace. He's a 6'1 senior. He's the brother of former OCC and a Marshall star, now playing well for Eastern Illinois University, Josiah Wallace. Jaden Wallace is a 6'1 senior, number 15. Number 23, Jesse Burdick. He's a 6'7 forward. Seems like Jesse Burdick's been playing for Marshall for 5 or 6 years. He's started since he's been a freshman, so he's been a four-year starter. He's 6'7". He'll be a concern inside for the Indians. Burdick, number 23, a 6'7 forward. Also in the starting lineup, number 33, Ethan Harper. He is a 6'3 senior. So it's Cown, Tingley, Wallace, Burdick, and Harper for the Marshall Lions. Change in the Indian lineup tonight. One different starter, Brennan Winningham, will get the start. So we'll have two Winninghams in the starting lineup tonight. Brennan is a 5'11", 185-pound sophomore. Number three, Skyler Toole, also in the starting lineup, a 5'9", 162-pound senior. Number four, Noah Wager in the starting lineup, a 6'4", 175-pound senior. Number 15, Jordan Jones in the starting lineup, the 6'1", 180-pound senior. Number 32, and Blaine Winningham, 6'3", 185-pound senior, number 33. So it's Winningham, Wager, Jones, and Winningham in the starting lineup. And Wager in there, too. Indians are in their home white uniforms with the red numerals and the red trim. Marshall in the traveling red uniforms with the white numerals and no trim on the side. Indians and the Marshall Lions. Hope you're enjoying yourself on this Tuesday evening. Indians knocked these guys off 2 years ago, a year in which they only won five games. They upset them here on this floor. And the tap is controlled by the Lions, by Burdick, and we're underway. Jaden Wallace out front to Daniel Tingley. Tingley on the dribble. Now left side to Wallace in the right corner to Harper. Now top of the key to Wallace. Wallace on the dribble. Top of the key now to Keown. Marshall being very patient here against this Indian zone, 2-3 zone, here in this first quarter. Three-pointer from the corner is off the mark, no good by Keown, and rebounded by the Lions. I should say by the Indians, and we're Indians on the attack here. Noah Wager out front has the ball knocked away but recovers near midcourt. Now to Skyler Toole. Marshall man-to-man here at the outset. Toole down the lane, feeds it in the corner. It's run down there by Brennan Winningham. Now to Wager. Noah on the dribble to the top of the key, right side to Jones. Jones on the dribble looking for a screen, can't find it. Now on the right corner, Wager tries to take the baseline, right side, and the ball out of bounds. Indians turn it over. Indians going to have to get better play out of Jordan Jones in this second half of the season in order to be successful.
He's been very inconsistent. That's putting it mildly, and we were expecting bigger things, and I still think he's got it in him.
Noah Wager also needs to step it up, too, if the Indians are going to win some games here. Indians, again, are 9-7. They lob underneath to Burdick. Burdick turns, shoots, and scores. There's that size inside paying dividends, and it's 2-0 Marshall. Now Marshall with some trapping pressure. Indians break it. Here's Jordan Jones on the right wing. Lets a three-pointer go. In and out, no good. Burdick sweeps the boards clean for Marshall. Quickly up floor to Keown. Keown on the dribble. Here's a left baseline drive by Tingley. His shot is up, no good, and brought down by Toole. Quick outlet pass to Wager. Right side, heads to the hole, lays it up, no good. And the rebound brought down by Tingley. Tingley across the timeline. Marshall looking to run. Tingley coast to coast, and a foul charged on the Indians. A blocking foul on Brennan Winningham. And so to the line will go junior Daniel Tingley, 5'11 guard. Chance to increase the Marshall lead, 2-0. We're just underway here, 5:55 to go in the opening quarter. Free throw off the back iron, and no good by Daniel Tingley. He'll have another coming up here. Free throw on its way, good. 3-0, here's the pressure again. Wager off to Brennan Winningham across the timeline, left side to the baseline, has it knocked away out of bounds underneath. Knocked away there by Ethan Harper. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Toole, the trigger man for the Indians on the inbound, gets it into Wager on the right baseline. He lets the jumper go from about 18, and he got it. Noah Wager with the first Indian basket of the night, and it's 3-2 in favor of Marshall. Here's a three-pointer from the corner, is off the mark and no good. Brennan Winningham fouling the three-point shooter, Ethan Keown, and he'll have three free throws coming up here. We neglected to mention during the pregame that Randy Bishop is back with the Indian Ball Club after family illness on Friday, and Indian head coach back on the sideline. Good to see him there.
Two fouls on Brennan Winningham early in the game, so as Keown misses the first free throw, Logan Williams is going to check in here in a second.
5:33 to go, opening quarter. Second free throw up and in by Keown. K-E-O-W-N, Ethan Keown, 5'10 senior. He'll have another coming up here. Marshall leading 4-2. Free throw on its way. Off the mark, no good. Battle for rebound, and Cool comes away with a loose ball. Across the timeline, he comes. Guarded in the man-to-man by Keown out front. Now dribbles to down the lane. He lets it go from about 10, no good. Battling for the rebound. Keown comes away with it for the Lions. Off to Jaden Wallace. Across the timeline. Right side on the baseline. They feed it underneath to Harper. Harper down low to Burdick. His shot no good from the left baseline. Rebounded by Wager. Wager will bring it across the timeline. Guarded by Burdick in the man-to-man. Wager goes to the right baseline. Goes up over Burdick. Shoots and scores. We're tied at 4. Both baskets by Wager for the Indians. 4:55 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Wallace on the deep left wing, looks to the middle, nothing happening there. Now on the dribble against the Indian zone. And the left side, they go to Keown. Back in the middle to Harper, now released to Burdick, and he shoots and scores. And a quick 30-second timeout by Randy Bishop. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 6-4, Marshall on top. This is an Ambrose Alfredo Credit Union timeout. And this is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Attention high school seniors. People's State Bank is again accepting submissions for the Community Bankers Association of Illinois Foundation Scholarship. The winner will receive $1,000 a year for up to 4 years of higher education. Simply answer 4 essay questions to enter. Submission forms are available at all People State Bank locations. Good luck. People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC.
Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson back here at Lawrenceville High School. Indians with the ball off the timeout. Logan Williams has checked into the lineup. Here's Wager getting it across the timeline. Lane Winningham heading to the hole. His shot is up and no good, but he was fouled on the way to the hoop. And we'll see if it's a shooting foul. Apparently it is, as he goes to the free throw line.
Foul was on Harper, his first for the Lions.
Lane Winningham's free throw up and in. And the Indians trail by one, 6-5 here in the early going, 4:32 to go in the first quarter. The free throw by Blaine is off the mark, no good. And the ball brought down by Burdick, loose ball rebound. Now off to Tingley across the timeline between the circles against the Indian zone. Here's Harper in the left corner. Cross-court skip pass now to Tingley. Tingley in the corner to Keown. Back to Tingley. Top of the key to Wallace. Wallace now to Tingley. His jumper is no good. Left side. Loose ball saved in by Burdick, but it's recovered, however, by the Indians. Tool off to Jones on the right side dribble. Jones goes to the right baseline to the hole. Lays it up and in. There you go. Jordan Jones with a nice move against a smaller Keown at 5'10". And the Indians lead 7-6. Three-pointer in the left corner is good by Keown. Ethan Keown with the basket. And it's 9-7. Marshall. Again, the Marshall lines with pressure with Burdick out front on that zone trap. Now the Indians throw it away out of bounds. So a turnover on the Tribe, and the Lions will have it with a 9-7 lead. 3:38 to go here in the opening quarter.
Second turnover on Lawrenceville. Marshall's yet to throw it away.
Tingley, Wallace in the left corner to Keown, on the left baseline to Burdick. Top of the key to Wallace. Wallace on the dribble down the lane. Fall away is good. Jaden Wallace with the basket. And the Lions lead by four, 11-7. Here's Toole to Williams. Now back to Toole across the timeline on the right side dribble to the middle between the circles. Left side to Wager. Fakes the three-pointer down the lane. Feeds it now to Winningham. That's Blaine on the left baseline. Back out to Williams. Cross court. Jones loads up a three-pointer. Right side. Off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Burdick. Off to Harper, and the Lions go on the attack. 2:55 to go. First quarter. 11-7. Marshall. Here's a three-pointer from the corner. Is off the mark and no good by Keown. Battling for the rebound is Burdick. He saves it back out front. Wallace a three, top of the key, off the mark, no good. Loose ball rebound, run bound by Tingley in the right corner. Back to Wallace, top of the key again. Wallace feeding it to Tingley on the dribble between the circles, and the Lions will reload. Here's a baseline drive by Wallace and a blocking foul charged on the Indians. I think that was on Williams, Logan Williams.
First on Logan Williams and fourth on the team. Here comes a sub for the Lions.
It's number 24, Jacob Schaffner. He's a 6-foot senior, number 24 in the lineup for the Marshall Lions. Inbound out front to Keown. His long three-pointer is off the mark, no good. Rebound battle for, and the loose ball brought down by another new player in the game, Lance Reese. Here's a jumper on the right baseline, up and in by Tingley. Tingley with the basket. And Marshall leads by 6, 13-7, 2:11 to go, opening quarter. Wager on the left baseline, feeds it now to Jones, out front to Toole. Three-pointer on the way, top of the key, no good. Burdick with the rebound. Burdick brings it up himself. Now leaves it off for Keown on the left wing. Keown dribbles back to the middle. Now left side in the corner, they go underneath to Burdick, who lays it up, no good. Gets his own rebound, up, no good, blocked away. And Blaine Winningham with a rebound. Two good chances by Burdick underneath, but he couldn't score. Minute 45 to go here in the first quarter. Jones down the lane, feeds it off to Winningham. Back out to Williams, three-pointer left side. Good by Logan Williams. And the Indians trail by three, 13-10, a minute 30 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Burdick on the left baseline, back out front to Tingley. Now in the middle to Reese. Reese double-teamed, and there's a reach-in foul charged on Logan Williams, and Randy Bishop thought that was all ball right here in front of us. It looked like Williams did get all ball. But we don't count here at our little perch.
The Toyota Boshuku press table.
That's right. They don't ask us, do they, Bill? They don't ask us about the call.
No, and you know we would be totally unbiased, too.
Yes. Here's Ethan Kelly checking into the lineup for Logan Williams. Kelly coming off of a solid JV game. By the way, the Indians did lose the JV contest, 66-51 to Marshall. Here is a jumper. Good. Ben Ross into the lineup with a three-pointer. And it's 16-10. Marshall. Jones across the timeline, right side to Winningham on the baseline. He's cut off by a double team. Back out front to Jones on the right wing. Now back between the circles to Wager, and the Indians go on the attack with less than a minute to go. First quarter ball knocked out of bounds by the Lions. It'll be Indian basketball at midcourt. Skylar Toole will be the trigger man. Burdick is out for Marshall. And it comes in the corner, left side to Wager. Now left wing to Toole. Left corner, Wager loads up a long three. In and out, no good. Rebound battle for Winningham. And the ball out of bounds. Last touched by Wallace, Jaden Wallace of Marshall. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop at 47.4 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Out front they go to Wager, left side on the wing, backs it out now. And the Indians will go to work against the man-to-man. Wager guarded by Reese out front. Here's Kelly on the right side, guarded by Tingley. Here's Wager trying to take the right baseline, but he's cut off there by the good defense of the Lions. Now Jones in the left corner on the dribble, guarded by Schaffner. Jones backs it out between the circles. 18 seconds to go. Indians trailing by 6, 16-10. The ball knocked out of bounds by the Lions. Tingley away from Ethan Kelly. It'll be Indian basketball at side court, right in front of the Marshall bench and their head coach, John Weber. 13.2 seconds to go, opening quarter. Tool inbounds to Jones between the circles. Jones feeds it now to Winningham, top of the key. Winningham in the middle. Feeds it left side to Tool. Takes the left baseline. His shot from about 8. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound stolen away by Tool. And Tool comes away with a loose ball. The quarter comes to an end. From the Toyota Boshuku press box on the People's State Bank scoreboard after one quarter of play here at Lawrenceville High School, it's Marshall 16 and Lawrenceville nothing. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Working at Toyota Boshoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Boshoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Boshoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Boshoku.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work. And my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At Casey State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at Casey State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, Casey State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Indian basketball brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and by Citizens National Bank of Albion. They're your bank for a lifetime. Second quarter underway. Indians trailing by 6 with the basketball. Here's Ethan Kelly on the baseline. Heads to the hole. Has it blocked away and knocked away. Nice play there by the Lions, Reese. And now a basket at the other end. I did not see who that was by.
That was Reese.
Reese with the hoop. So he's rewarded for his defensive prowess. There's Wager down the lane, lays it up, underhand, no good. And the rebound is controlled by the Lions, by Schaffner. Now off to Tingley. Tingley across the timeline, double team. Now to Reese in the corner. Three-pointer on the way is off the mark and no good by Ross. Rebounded up and in by Schaffner. And it's 20-10. They've doubled the score. Jones across the timeline to Wager. Feeds it left side to Kelly. In the corner, back out on the left wing to Tool. Now on the left baseline to Wager. Back out front to Jones. Jones on the dribble. In the middle now, fall away by Wager. Is good from about 15 feet. Noah Wager with the hoop. Indians needed that.
6 for Wager tonight.
And it's 20-12, 6:50 to go, second quarter. Wallace out front Now in the right corner to Reese. Down the lane, a shot up and in by Schaffner. Schaffner, a good pass there, the 6 foot senior, and it's 22-12. Here is Ethan Kelly getting it to Toole. Now to Wager, deep on the right wing in the right corner. Jones loads up a long three, a line drive, short. Rebounded by Wager, baseline, feeds it in the middle. Here's a shot up by Kelly, no good. Rebound controlled by Reese of Marshall. On the right wing, here is Tingley. Tingley feeding it back out front, top of the key to Schaffner. He leaves it for Ross. Ben Ross in the left corner. Keown on the dribble. He lets it go from about 12 and got it. Nice Tingley, I stand corrected. Daniel Tingley with the basket. And it's 24-12. Long down court heave. Here's Blaine Winningham feeding it left side to Kelly on the wing. Doesn't take the shot. Now to Toole underneath to Winningham on the right baseline. Fall away awkwardly is no good. And the rebound control by Ross of Marshall. Now to Wallace. 5:40 to go, second quarter. Marshall 24, Lawrenceville 12 here at LHS. Pass intercepted by Jones. Jones one-on-one, heads to the hole. Missed the layup with the right hand as he felt the pressure from behind. Rebounded by Wallace of Marshall. Now to Ross in the corner. His shot, no good. Ball last touched, however, by the Indians. It'll be Marshall basketball already throwing hoop. Here comes Williams back into the game, replacing Jones for the Indians. 5:22 to go here in the second quarter. 24-12, Marshall on top by 12. Can't let these guys get out of contact with you. And it comes to Reese in the left corner. Guarded by Toole. Now to Tingley. Now back to Reese in the left corner. Tingley on the right wing. Cross court to Ray Wallace. Tries to take the baseline. Good defense by Kelly to cut him off. And now we have a timeout wanted by Marshall. A 30-second break. 5:06 to go, second quarter. And Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard 24-12. Marshall, this is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Indian basketball here on Light 103 WAKO, brought your way by Leggett Lumber at 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport, and by KZ State Bank, your community, your bank. Marshall inbounding, leading 24-12. Here's Wallace, top of the key, left side. Here's a shot up and no good. Taken there by Harper. And the Indians go on the attack. Here's Wager feeding it to Williams off his hands and out of bounds. Indian turnover.
Just the third turnover of the night for the Indians. Marshall has two.
4:48 to go, second quarter, 24-12.
Steve, when Winningham went out of the game, Brandon Winningham went out of the game early with two fouls. I noticed him limping around on the bench a little bit, and now they got the trainer working him, either an ankle or a calf or something like that.
Here's Wallace, left side, three-pointer on the way, no good. The rebound off of Kelly's hands and recovered by Keown of Marshall. Down the lane, Burdick feeds it into the middle. There's a shot up by Wallace, no good. Burdick gets the rebound, blocked away by Wager, but he got part of the arm on big Jesse Burdick, and Burdick heads to the line, the 6'7 senior forward for the Marshall Lions.
Foul on Noah Wager, his first. Fifth on the Indians. Marshall has one foul tonight.
24-12. The Lions on top here. Burdick's free throw is good. Jesse Burdick, as we mentioned, a four-year starter for the Lions. This is his senior year, 6'7".
5 points for the big guy tonight.
He rolled that through.
Yeah, make it six.
Williams inbounds to Toole. Marshall again with pressure. Here's Williams. Quickly up floor to Kelly. Deep left wing, back to Williams, between the circle dribble, and the Indians go on the attack. Now Marshall playing a little zone here. Ball knocked away, and a held ball. Wallace tying up Wager, and it will be
Marshall
ball.
Surely. Here comes Jones back into the game.
Placing Kelly for the Indians. Ethan Kelly in that JV game had 16 points. Damon Zollers had 15, but the Indian JV losing their second in a row again to Marshall, 66-51. Here's Harper out front, left side to Wallace, now on the left corner to Burdick, back to Wallace on the left wing. And Wallace dribbles to the middle, down the lane he comes, has the ball knocked away and a foul charged against the Indians.
Foul's going to be on Wigger. That's going to be his second foul.
3:53 to go, second quarter, 26-12. Marshall on top, chance to add to that.
Yeah, Wallace is going to be shooting here, shooting two here, and after this, the Lions will be in the bonus.
Free throw on its way by Wallace, up and in. I mentioned he's the brother of former Marshall great Josiah Wallace. Wallace had a solid career at Olney Central, went on to Eastern Illinois University, doing well for them. Their leading scorer on the year. Free throw up and in by Jaden Wallace, 28-12. Indians could use a hoop. Long down court heave to Jones across the timeline. Now Blaine Winningham underneath has the ball slapped away out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Foul charged on the Lions. Blaine Winningham to the line for Indian free throws.
Yeah, foul is on Wallace, his first. Only two on the Lions. Blaine 1-2 tonight at the line.
Now 1-3 as he missed that one. Score remains 28-12, a 16-point Marshall lead. Free throw up and in. 28-13. 3:42 to go here in the second quarter of play. Here is Ethan Keown, top of the key to Burdick, between the circles, now lays it off for Wallace, and Marshall will go into an offensive set. They go to the high post to Harper. Harper feeding it left side. Now they go on the left baseline. Shot up and in by Burdick. He gets in close, 5 feet and in. It's unstoppable at 6-7 for the Indians.
Eight tonight for Burdick.
And it's 30-13, 3:15 to go, second quarter. Williams in the corner to Jones, left side. Now back to Jones in the left corner. Back to Williams on the left wing. Now right side to Toole on the wing as Marshall using a little zone against the Indians. Give them some of their own medicine. Top of the key, Toole lets the jumper go. Off the mark, no good. Long rebound brought down by Keown. Up to Burdick. One on two. He lays it up. No good. But he was fouled from behind by Williams, saving a sure Marshall basket. Good foul there. Can't let Jesse Burdick just go in.
Third foul on him, but you're right. He had to commit that one. That would have been a dunk.
Free throw on its way by Burdick, up and in. Lions putting some substitutes in. There's Brandon Winningham back into the game. His left knee wrapped up. It's like a knee problem. But he's back into the game. That's good to see.
Burdick will be going for his 10th point with this free throw.
31-13.
Got it. To go along with 7 rebounds. 10 points and 7 rebounds in less than half a game. That's pretty good.
Reese replaces Burdick in the lineup. 2:52 to go. Marshall trapping pressure on the Indian inbound. Brennan Winningham into Skyler Toole. Now to Brennan. Now to Toole. Quickly up floor to Jones on the left side on the wing. Now up top of the key to Toole. Left side to Wager. Off his hands and out of bounds. Turnover on the Indians. And
darn it.
Randy Bishop's going to send somebody into the game. Looks like Leighton Ivers, the freshman, going to get set to check in. He'll replace Toole in the lineup. 2:42 to go, second quarter. Marshall in control here, 32-13. On top, across the timeline, they get it high post to Rance Reese. He feeds it down low on the baseline. Underneath, shot up and in by Jacob Schaffner. Nice pass there. And it's 34-13. Wager across the timeline. Brennan Winningham deep on the left wing on the dribble. Now right side to Jones on the wing. Back now to Winningham, left side. Right side to Jones. Long three-pointer from the corner by Wager is off the mark, no good. Right side rebounded by Reese. He heads to the other end, and he's hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop. Marshall slowly but steadily pulling away here, leading 34-13, with 2:01 to go here in the second quarter play at Lawrenceville High School.
Lions are currently on a 12-1 run, and the Indians have scored only 3 points in this quarter. That was the third foul on Noah Weger.
The Indians potting up the fouls here in this first half. Free throw no good by junior Lance Reese. He's 6'5". So they've got Burdick checking out as a senior at 6'5". They'll replace him with Lance Reese, no doubt, next year and continue to have size.
Damon Zollers and Hunter Scott into the game for the Indians.
Randy Bishop not liking the way the Indians are playing here, getting some of the second liners in there. Miss and rebounded by Blaine Winningham off to Brennan. Brennan on the dribble, right side, in the right corner to Scott. Scott down the lane, has the ball knocked away, and a foul charged against the Lions, I think against Tingley. We'll wait and see.
It's only going to be the fourth foul on the Indians. It was on Reese, his first. So to the line will step Hunter Scott, shooting two.
Number zero, Hunter Scott for the Indians. His free throw is on its way and no good. Scott, 5'10", 135-pound junior. Again, number zero. Free throw on its way and good. One out of two for Hunter. 34-14, a 20-point lead. A minute 47 to go here in the second quarter of play. Lions on the attack. Ethan Cown, top of the key, to Schaffner, guarded by Zollers. Now to Wallace. Wallace picked up out there by Brennan Winningham. In the middle they go to Reese. Looks for the backdoor cut. Nothing happening there. Now to Wallace. Wallace tries to take the left baseline. Feeds it in the middle. Shot up and in. Up and in.
It's eight by for Schaffner. Yeah, eight all in this quarter for Schaffner.
36-14. Long down court heave to Zollers. Zollers feeds it underneath. Now to Scott, back out front. Winningham, a long three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Keown. Off to Wallace. Wallace will bring it across the timeline with a minute to go here in the second quarter. All Marshall, 36-14. Long jumper, top of the key by Wallace is good. A three ball off a screen at the top of the key. And the Lions are taking no prisoners here. Here's Ivers feeding it to Winningham. Winningham will bring it across the timeline. That's Brennan. Now left side to Scott. His 15-footer, right side off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Schaffner. Schaffner quickly up floor to Ross. Ross has the ball slapped away. And Brennan Winningham signaling to come out of the game as he's having trouble moving around on that left leg, and he'll have to come out of the game. So he gave it a go. It's being taped up and replaced by Williams in the Indian lineup.
Let's just hope it's not long-lasting.
Here's Schaffner, back out front to Wallace, guarded by Williams. Feeds it now, long three-pointer is off the mark, no good, from the left side by Ross. Rebound saved in, but right to Zollers of the Indians, off to Ivers, in the right corner to Scott. Scott back out to Ivers, top of the key. Zollers now, dribbles right side on the wing, leaves it for Scott, down the lane he comes, lets it go from 12, and he got it. Hunter Scott with the hoop. 39-16, 2 seconds to go. Fall-away jumper is off the mark by Wallace from the right side as the first half comes to a close. A first half dominated, especially in that second quarter, by the Marshall Lions. As we look at the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku press box, it's Marshall 39, Lawrenceville 16, only 6 Indian points in that second quarter. Bill and I are back with the halftime show coming up in 3 minutes. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson
Better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Well, Mass General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jill Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Indy basketball brought your way by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington, Indiana. A Dobson deal is a better deal. And by Best Way Express, they're now hiring CDL drivers. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson back here. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Marshall Lions leading the Lawrenceville Indians 39-16 here at the half. Lions led by six after one quarter and extended the lead as they bid for win number 17 on the year. And my partner, Bill Richardson, has a look at some of the first half numbers.
Well, unfortunately, it looks a lot like we're looking at a repeat of the game Friday night at Fairfield. The Indians actually had a 7-6 lead early in this game. Jordan Jones, midway through the first quarter, took the ball to the basket and put the Indians up 7-6. The Lions outscored Lawrenceville the rest of that quarter, though, 9-4 and led 16-10 at the end of the first quarter. The Lions steadily built on their lead in the second quarter as they outscored the Indians 23-6 in the second quarter and lead Lawrenceville here at halftime 39-16. Shooting-wise, again, the Indians are struggling. They're 6 out of 24. My Purdue math will tell me, Steve, that is 25%. 1 out of 9 from three-pointers, 3 of 6 from the foul line, so they're, again, shooting right about 50% from the foul stripe. Marshall's 13 out of 30 from the floor, 3 of 12 from three-point range, 8 of 13 from the foul stripe. Rebounding's big in Marshall's favor. The Lions are out-rebounding Lawrenceville at halftime, 20-10. 5 turnovers on Lawrenceville, not bad. Only 2 turnovers for Marshall. Scoring-wise for the Indians, Noah Weger leads the way. He's got 6 points all on field goals. He scored a couple of baskets early in the game and added another one in the second quarter to lead Lawrenceville with 6 points. Then, though, it really stretches to where there's not a lot of points being scored. Logan Williams came off the bench to score 3 points for the Indians, as did Hunter Scott, 3 off the bench. Jordan Jones had the basket, like we said, for 2 points. Blaine Winningham has 2 points. He's 2 of 4 from the foul line and has 5 rebounds here in the first half. Brennan Winningham started and didn't score. Skylar Toole started and has not scored. Off the bench, Ethan Kelly has not scored, as is Leighton Ivers and Damon Zollers also played, did not score. For the Lions, leading the way is Jesse Burdick. What we'd expect, he is 5 out of 8 from the floor here in the first half, and he leads all players with 10 points. Jacob Schaffner came off the bench and gave Marshall a big boost. Schaffner was 4 out of 4 from the floor there in the second period. He has 8 points for the Indians. Jaden Wallace has 7 points. 5 points for Daniel Tingley. 4 points for Ethan Kiown. 3 points for Ben Ross. 2 points for Lance Reese. Ethan Harper started and has not scored. And Luke Cook has played off the bench. He is also scoreless here at halftime as the Marshall Lions lead the Lawrenceville Indians 39-16.
Back after this from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School halftime, it's Marshall 39, Lawrenceville 16. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Indians play here tonight against the Marshall Lions in conference play. Hit the road for their next contest on Friday. They'll travel to Newton to face the Eagles. Then the Indians will be here a week from tonight. Actually, a week. They'll be here next Tuesday. I stand corrected, next Tuesday. They'll play Robinson. That'll be the final game before the Little Illini Conference Boys Tournament, which takes place this year in Paris. Well, Bill, we didn't think the Indians could be as bad offensively as they were the other night, but only 6 points in that second quarter. They scored 36 against Fairfield the other night. They've got 16 here at the half. They're on a pace to be below that level in this game.
Yeah, the Indians had just, they were 2 of 12 from the field goal from field goal range in that second quarter and 0 of 4 from three-point range, and hit a couple of free throws and 4 attempts. But, man, middle two quarters really hurt them at Fairfield the other night, and the second quarter tonight was, you probably have to say it was disastrous, really. And, you know, we need to bounce back from that. We need to cut the gap here in the third quarter and try to make this respectable for the final score.
All right, that's been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. Bill and I are back in a minute with the second half of action. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Are you looking for a new farm, personal, commercial, or home loan? With over 75 years of lending, Citizens National Bank of Albion truly is this area's number one lender and most trusted financial partner. We know agriculture, it's what we do, and we certainly know what it takes to strengthen our community and help our customers' homes, families, farms, and businesses thrive. Come see us for your next loan at any of our 6 locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson back here at Lawrenceville High School getting ready for the second half of action. Indian Basketball here on Light 103 WAKO, brought your way by Cunningham Young Funeral Home, their family serving your family in a time of need, and by People's State Bank. Ask about their student checking accounts today. Indians with the ball to begin the second half of play. Original starters out there to begin the second half. Blaine Winningham with it at the top of the key. Leaves it off for Williams. Williams down the lane. Tries to feed it through. It's intercepted. Intercepted by the Lions at the other end. Laying it up. Short is Tingley. Rebounded up and no good by the Lions, but they get the loose ball. Right side on the wing to Tingley. Left side to Keown. His three-pointer is good from the left side. And the Lions come out roaring here, pardon the pun, here in the...
Who got that basket, Steve?
That was Keown, a three-pointer from the left side. Now the Indians lose the ball, but Jones recovers. Left side, now on the left baseline to Wager. Back out front to Toole, left side on the wing to Williams. Left corner jumper by Jones, off the mark, no good. And over the top comes Burdick, and it'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Indians will inbound right in front of us here. Skylar Toole, the trigger man for the Tribe. Looking to get it in. Looking, does to Williams in the right corner. Now to the right wing, back to Toole on the deep right wing. Now cross court to Wager. His long three-pointer is off the mark, no good. Blaine Winningham battling for the rebound. Feeds it back out front to Wager. I should say to Williams, a three-pointer up and in. Logan Williams with the three ball from the right side on the wing.
6 points tonight for Logan Williams, both on three-pointers.
42-19, Marshall. Here's William, I should say Wallace, now to Burdick at the high post. Spins to the middle, heads to the hole, lays it up off glass and in. Not only can he rebound, he can also dribble. The big guy, Burdick, 44-19, Marshall. Here's Jones stepping back for a three-pointer, right side is off the mark, no good. Burdick sweeps the board clean for Marshall. Off to Wallace across the timeline, right side dribble on the wing. Lions in control here, 44-19, 6:15 to go, third quarter. Wallace down the right baseline, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Williams, almost lost it. Now he did lose it to Burdick, to Tingley. Feeds it right side, Wallace a three ball. Jaden Wallace three ball from the right side, 47-19. Marshall on top here and in control. Indians get it across the timeline, Williams. Now to Toole. Toole feeding it to the middle to Blaine Winningham. Right side on the wing. Here's a shot up and off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Blaine Winningham, but he threw it out of bounds. Indian turnover. Here comes some substitutes in for Marshall. Schaffner in there. Reese in there. And also Luke Cook into the game. First time we've seen him. Cook is a 6'1 junior guard forward for Marshall. Here's Wallace feeding it in the middle to a Harper. Harper cut off. Long jumper, top of the key is good. Taken there by Luke Cook. And it's 50-19, 5:13 to go here in the third quarter of play. Here's Williams across the timeline. Left side dribble in the left corner to Jones. Now they feed it back underneath the baseline. Winningham, a reverse layup up and in. That's Blaine Winningham with the basket. And it's 50-21. Marshall on top. 4:50 to go here in the third quarter of play. Now the clock stopped. We have a foul.
Is that a turnover?
Turnover on the Lions.
Only their third of the night.
50-21. 4:39 to go here in the third quarter of play. Indians trailing. Here's Jordan Jones and turns the ball over near the half line. So an Indian turnover there. And the Lions with the ball. 50-21, 4:28 to go, third quarter. Here's Lance Reese, top of the key now. Long jumper is off the mark and no good by Cook. And the loose ball brought down by Blaine Winningham. There's a reach-in foul charge on Ethan Harper of the Lions.
Second foul on Ethan Harper. Second foul on the Lions here in the second half.
More substitutes for the Lions. Burdick back in. Also Tingley back in. And out is Harper. And also out is Jaden Wallace. 50-21. A 29-point lead. 4:12 to go here in the third quarter play. Williams works it across the timeline, guarded by Tingley. And the ball knocked away, but Williams recovers near midcourt. Now feeds it left side to Jones on the wing. And we have a foul charged against Williams of the Indians. An offensive foul away from the ball, and it will be Marshall basketball.
Logan's going to have to go to the bench. That's his fourth foul. Here comes Hunter Scott to take his place.
4 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 50-21. Marshall Lions on top here as Daniel Tingley will bring it across the timeline on the dribble. Now dribbles left side down the lane, lets it go, left it short. Rebounded by Blaine Winningham of the Indians. Winningham quickly down floor. Here's Wager, right baseline. He missed it in close. Missed a wide open layup. Rebounded by Schaffner, and the Lions go on the attack. Top of the key to Tingley. Tingley out front to Burdick on the high post. Thought about a three. Now he heads to the hole, lays it up. No good, but a foul charged against the Indians, and Jesse Burdick heads to the line for free throws.
Have not mentioned the refs tonight, Steve. They're some old friends of ours. I've been refereeing as long as I've been watching basketball in Indiana. That's the Lighty brothers, John and Don and Joe, and their friend Johnny Meinhardt.
Free throw up and in by Burdick. 51-21, a 30-point lead for Marshall. Second free throw up and in by Burdick. 52-21, 3:26 to go, third quarter play. And the ball knocked out of bounds by the defense of Jacob Schaffner. It will be Indian basketball. Skylar Toole will bring it across the timeline against the Marshall man-to-man. Left side on the wing to Wager. Wager on the dribble. Backs it out now. On the left wing, tries to take the left baseline, cut off, and he stepped on the baseline, turning it over.
That's six turnovers in the quarter, 11 in the game for the Indians. We've been outscored 13-5 here in the third quarter.
And a timeout wanted by the Indians, going to be a full 60-second timeout. An Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout from the People's State Bank scoreboard. 3:05 to go, third quarter, 52-21 Marshall. This is Indian basketball, Light 103.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson back here at Lawrenceville High School. Indian basketball brought your way by Toyota Boshuku, Illinois. Apply to join their team today. 52-21. Marshall on top here, in control. They have been since after the first quarter, led by six, and extended that lead to 39-16 at the half, and showing no mercy here in this third quarter as well. Lions with the ball off the timeout. Here's Tingley on the dribble, feeds it down low underneath the loose ball, and it's taken away by Wager of the Indians. Now off to Jones, left side in the corner to Scott. Hunter Scott in the lineup for the Indians off the timeout. Now here's Toole. His jumper from 18 feet is off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Burdick. Outlet pass to Schaffner. Schaffner top of the key. Now on the right side, dribble, double teamed, and he's called for a travel. Good defense there by Scott and Jones. Double teaming out front and forcing the turnover.
Just the fifth turnover of the night on Marshall.
And he's going to need a lot more of that to get back in this game. 2:30 to go here in the third quarter, 52-21. Marshall, Toole down the lane, loses the ball out of bounds, but it's knocked out of bounds by the Lions. It'll be Indian basketball. Toole in the left corner to Scott. Back out front to Wager. Wager on the dribble, top the key. Lets a long three go, and he got it. Noah Wager, three ball, 52-24, 2:14 to go, third quarter here at Lawrenceville High School.
9 points tonight for Wager.
Keown, a long three is good as he answers back. Ethan Keown for Marshall, 55-24, 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
His third three of the ball game.
Toole, left side on the wing to Wager. On the dribble, feeding it down low to Winningham. Winningham spins to the middle, now right side to Toole. Jumper from the corner, got it. Three-pointer by Skylar Toole.
Skylar's first bucket of the night.
Three-pointer from the right side in the corner. 55-27, a minute 40 to go here in the third quarter play. Down the lane. The block shot is blocked away. Tingley shot. Now Scott recovers. Here is Scott in the right corner. Back out to Wager. Lays up another three from the top of the key, and he got it again.
12 points tonight for Wager, and now Marshall wants the timeout.
Timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard at Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. Going to be a full minute timeout. 55-30 Marshall on top. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson back here at Lawrenceville High School. 1:23 to go here in the third quarter. All Marshall Lions here. 55-30, they lead. Trying to hand the Indians their eighth loss of the year. Indians would only be one game above 500. Marshall trying to get their 17th win of the year. Go 16 games above 500. Across the timeline is Tingley, top of the key to Reese. Long jumper in the corner is off the mark, taken by Keown. Long rebound, run down by Jones. Jordan Jones of the Indians. Across the timeline he comes, number 32. Feeds it now to Blaine Winningham, right side against the smaller Keown. Goes up over him and he's fouled. On his way to the hoop, fouled by Lance Reese, the 6'5 junior for Marshall. Blaine Winningham at the line for Indian free throws here. As we near the end of the third quarter of play. Free throw on its way and no good. And the score remains 55-30. New player into the game for the Lions. Number 30, Logan Metzger, 6 foot sophomore. Free throw up and in by Blaine Winningham, 55-31. Indians pressuring all over the floor. Scott out front along with Jones. In the middle they go to Reese. Now on the baseline, Burdick to the hole. Bladed up too hard. Rebound brought down by Burdick. Now to Reese on the left wing. In the corner to Metzger. Back out to Reese. Here's a baseline drive. Up a shot up, no good by Burdick. With 43.6 seconds to go underneath. And going to the line, Jesse Burdick, as the Indians commit the personal foul.
Foul is the first on Jordan Jones.
Free throw on its way and good by Jesse Burdick. Here's Ethan Harper into the game for Marshall, replacing Reese in the lineup for the Marshall Lions. Second free throw, no good. Rebound controlled by Winningham. Off to Toole. Long down court heave to Scott in the left corner. Back on the left wing to Wager. Three-pointer on the way by Noah. This one no good. Jones battling for the rebound. Saves it into Scott. Scott now to Winningham. Free throw line jumper by Blaine. Off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Tingley. Tingley up across the timeline. His fall away from 18. Off the mark, no good. Lowest ball rebound, run down by Wager. Noah will bring it across the timeline on the left side dribble to the left baseline. He lets it go from 8, off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by no one, now out of bounds. Last touched by Marshall with 9.6 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 56-31, Marshall. Indians will inbound at their offensive end. And it comes to Scott. Back out front to Wager. 6 seconds to go. Wager looking for a screen. Top of the key. Lets it go from 18. It got it. Noah Wager with the bucket as the third quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box, after three, Marshall 56, Lawrenceville 33. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Attention high school seniors. People's State Bank is again accepting submissions for the Community Bankers Association of Illinois Foundation Scholarship. The winner will receive $1,000 a year for up to 4 years of higher education. Simply answer 4 essay questions to enter. Submission forms are available at all People's State Bank locations. Good luck! People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, fourth quarter underway. Marshall with the ball, leading 56-33. Bill Richardson, Steve Anderson. Here's a pass in the middle to Burdick. Burdick underneath, shoots and scores, and a foul and a chance at a three-point play. Jesse Burdick just too strong at 6'7 underneath, in close to the basket. And it's 58-33. Marshall. And Burdick, chance at a three-point play. It's up and in. 59-33, 26-point Marshall lead as Toole brings it across the timeline. 7:40 to go in the game. Here's Jones to the top of the key, dribbles to the middle. Cut off at the free throw line, back out top to Wager. Wager down the lane, feeding it to Winningham. Lane on the left baseline, now to Wager. He feeds it to Scott. Now right corner to Jones, looks to the middle, tries to take that baseline, cut off by Wallace. Now he lets the jumper go off the mark. Rebounded by Blaine Winningham. Left baseline, he goes to the hole, lays it up, no good, and he was fouled. And will head to the line for Indian free throws. Blaine Winningham at the line for the Tribe.
That was on Wallace's second.
59-33, Marshall. Free throw by Blaine Winningham, up and in.
6 points tonight for Blaine, going for 7.
Ethan Kelly getting set to check into the contest here momentarily. Free throw up and in by Blaine Winningham. And he replaces Jones. Kelly does. Indians with full court trapping pressure. 1-2-2. Trap with Burdick out front handling the ball. Gets it now to Tingley. Tingley looking to get it across the timeline. Does finally in the middle to Harper. Harper left side to Wallace. Jaden Wallace on the wing. Dribbles it back out. Marshall in no hurry here with this big lead. 59-35. 6:56 to go in the game. Wallace left side in the corner. Burdick feeds it underneath to Harper, but it's intercepted by Kelly. And he feeds it now to Wager. Yeah, Marshall turnover. Noah Wager bringing it across the timeline. Behind the back dribble. Now down the lane. He comes to the hole. Lays it up and in. Noah Wager showing some dexterity there for a big guy.
16 tonight for Noah.
59-37, Marshall. 6:30 to go in the game. Now Tingley backs it out top of the key to Wallace on the right wing, guarded by Scott. Hunter Scott in the lineup for the Indians here as they sag back into a zone. Here's Harper, double team, feeds it back top of the key to Wallace. Left side shot up and in, a three ball by Tingley. 62-37, 6 minutes to go in the game. Here's a drive down the lane, is no good by the Indians, and a foul charged as heading to the free throw line will be Skyler Toole for the Indians.
Harper's third foul.
We throw up and no good by Toole.
How many points did we have the other night at Fairfield?
36.
Okay, we've already broken that.
Yep. But that's not good for a high school game, 36 points. My old late partner, the late Steve Cox, said if you can't score 50 in a high school game, then you're bad offensively. Free throw up and in by Toole. 62-38, 5:59 to go in the game at the other end. Three-pointer by Keon from the corner. He got it. Ethan Keown with a three-pointer. He's been deadly tonight. among others for Marshall. 65-38. Here's Scott losing it, but Winningham recovers. Now he feeds it in the middle, and the ball off of Wager. Now Marshall with a loose ball. Another turnover on the Indians. Wallace across the timeline. 5:35 to go in the game. 65-38. Here is Lance Reese. Top of the key. Now to Schaffner. Left side to Gunner. Three-pointer by Keown. 68-38. A 30-point lead. As some of the fans begin to head for the exits here. 30-point lead. 5:13 to go in the game. Here's Wager at the top of the key for the Indians. Now to Blaine Winningham on the right wing. Now left side to Wager in the corner. Back out front to Kelly. Ethan Kelly. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now the ball stolen away. Stolen away by Tingley. He lays it up and in. Tingley with the basket. And it's 70-38 with 4:40 to go in the game. 4:35. Clock moving here in this quarter, fourth quarter. Here's Winningham at the top of the key. Ball kicked away by a Lion, and it will be Indian basketball. Full substitutions wholesale for both ball clubs now. Williams in, Jones in, and Marshall fans here dressed in red and white to my left give their ball club a hand. They're well on their way to win number 17 on the year against only one loss. They're teaching the Indians a lesson in hoop here tonight. 4 minutes to go, 70-38. Here is Reese at the top of the key on the dribble. Now to Metzger. Metzger has the ball knocked away, stolen away. Williams knocked it away to Wager. Noah between the circles. Backs it out now, lets the traffic clear, and the Indians go into an offensive set. Jones between the circles. Now Wager on the right wing, goes to the right baseline, puts it up over Reese, but he was fouled and will head to the line for Indian free throws with 3:30 in the clock moving here in this fourth quarter of play. Continuous clock game here. 70-38.
That foul is on Reese, his third. Third.
Free throw up and in by Noah Wager. Now more substitutions for Marshall. Number two in the game, sophomore Nick Brown. He's one of them. And also Metzger's back in there for Marshall as well. Free throw up and in by Noah Wager, 70-40.
Nice night for Noah Wager. He's got 18 points to lead the team.
249, I should say, to go in the game. Here is Ben Ross on the dribble, guarded by Wager, feeds it on the right baseline, but it's intercepted by Kelly. Marshall turnover, off to Blaine Winningham, now to Jones, who looks to the sidelines, and head coach Randy Bishop says, let's go into an offensive set. They lob down low. Here's Blaine Winningham underneath, is fouled, and will go to the line for Indian free throws. He was fouled over the back by Elijah Strode. Into the game, 5'7 senior, number 41. Clock continues to move here in this continuous clock game with a 30-point lead, 70-40 for Marshall. Free throw up and in by Blaine Winningham. Zoller's getting set to check back in for the Indians. Winningham missed that, rebounded by Kelly, but he can't handle the loose ball, and Marshall comes away with it. Here is Luke Cook across the timeline on the dribble left side. 70-41. Top of the key now to Ben Ross. To Brown. A jumper up and in. Three-pointer by Luke Cook from the right wing. Even the guys off the bench hitting the three for Marshall here in this game. 73-41. Minute 25 to go in the game. Ball intercepted in the middle by Luke Cook. Cook right side. Three-pointer on the way. Got it again. Cook, another three for Marshall. 76-41. Indians taking a drubbing here tonight at home. Here is Kelly, left side, spins to the middle, puts it up from five, off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Brown of Marshall. Left side to Cook. Now they feed it right baseline to Nick Brown. Left side Here's Strode. Back out front to Reese Ross, I should say. Now right wing to Cook. On the dribble, 36 seconds to go. Marshall, the motion offense here. Ball knocked away by Wager. Noah heads to the hole. He'll lay it up and in. Wager with the basket, 76-43. 25 seconds to go in the game. Across the timeline, the Lions back out front to Luke Cook. Feeds it now to Nick Brown. Brown will stand near the half line, and Marshall will hold it here, and they will come away with a win. Marshall Lions defeat the Lawrenceville Indians on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Marshall 76, Lawrenceville 43. So the Lions improve to 17-1. Now the Indians drop closer to 500 at 9-8 with their second straight loss. Again, 76-43 the final. Bill and I are back with the post-game show coming up in 3 minutes. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford.
It's Citizens National Bank of Albion's 80th anniversary. That's 80 years of setting the highest banking standards, 80 years of making sure our communities grow and thrive, and 80 years of helping you and your family secure your best financial future. This year will prove to be the best year at Citizens National Bank of Albion as we launch new products, new technologies, and services. More reasons why CNB is your five-star and most trusted financial partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, fans filing out after having watched the Marshall Lions dismantle the Lawrenceville Indians here at Lawrenceville High School by a score of 76-43. Lions led by six after the first quarter. It was downhill for the Indians from there. They trailed 39-16 at the half, 56-33 after three quarters, got to the 30-point mark in the fourth quarter, and we had the continuous clock. And Marshall coming away with a 76-43 win as the Lions dominant here tonight. winning 76-43. Indian JV, in case you may be just joining us, lost their second straight. Marshall beat the JV Indians 66-51. Ethan Kelly had 16. Damon Zollers had 15 in that contest. And the Indian Brethren, not much better as they lose 76-43. So the Indians, as we mentioned earlier, fall to 9-8, and they're 2-1 in conference play. Their first conference loss of the year. Indians only played three conference games. Have wins over Red Hill and Flora, now a loss to Marshall. Another conference game coming up against Newton on Friday. Time now for the Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington postgame show. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson here at LHS. The Indians lose by a score of 76-43. Bill, at the outset, we said that Fairfield beat the Indians handily. Marshall beat Fairfield in the Capital Classic Championship game. The Lions have only lost once, and they showed us exactly why.
Sure. They placed four guys in double figures tonight and had six guys with 8 points or more. You know, well-rounded team, Steve. They got it all. They got the shooters. They got the big guys. They got the depth. They got the athletes. Going to be hard to beat, as they showed tonight. Scoring-wise, for the Indians, Noah Weger had a big game for the Indians. He finished with 20 points. Noah hit 8 out of 16 field goals, was 2 of 6 from three-point range, perfect in two trips to the foul line, had 5 rebounds, and was the only Indian in double figure with 20 points as we, running down the rest of the Indians scoring. Blaine Winningham had 8, 6 for Logan Williams, 4 for Skylar Toole, 3 for Hunter Scott, and 2 for Jordan Jones. For Marshall, leading the way was Burdick with 18 points. Keon had 16, 10 each for Tingley and Wallace. 9 for Cook, 8 for Schaffner, 3 for Ross, and 2 for Lane Reese.
We're joined here on the postgame show, the Sterling & Company Professional Corporation, Washington postgame show, by Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Randy, it's not a good night for the ball club here tonight.
No, they just really dominated us. They dominated us on the boards. When we got through the press, we had layups, but Burdick, being 6'8", contested a lot of that, made us change our shots. We're not shooting the ball real well right now, and that kind of surprised me. And we haven't shot well in the last two games. But I think some of that's the defensive pressure those teams have put on us. Fairfield and Marshall are both pretty good. But I thought Weger, I'm going to be positive about him. He played pretty good tonight at times. I need him to do that, but I've got guards that aren't scoring right now, and that's really hurting us a little bit. They figured it out. They'd watched the Fairfield game a little bit and saw that we struggled against the zone, and then they hopped out in the 1-3-1, and it caused us trouble tonight.
And you're turning the ball over way too much, too.
And unforced errors, some of them. And for a coach, that just drives coaches nuts. When you throw the ball away for no reason, or you throw it to them, you cannot beat good teams turning the ball over like that. And, it's spots. Some games we do and some don't. This is a strange group to coach. And, one game they don't do that, the next one you're liable to get 20 turnovers. So I just have to keep trying to work with them, and hopefully we'll come out of it. I'd like for that to happen Friday against Newton. That won't be easy either. Newton's getting better. They're like 10-7. The shame about this is the seeds are tomorrow for the conference tournament. That'll probably hurt us a little bit. I thought we might get to 3. Now we're probably looking at 5 possibly, but 4 will play 5 anyway. But I'm a little disappointed on how we really came to play.
So now you got to get back to work and get ready for the Eagles. What's going to be the emphasis in the practices?
Well, we're going to have to spend time shooting. And we do, but I'm going to have to up that time a little bit to where we get more shot reps in. We're just not shooting the ball very well. They do the things on defense, too. It's hard to run our offense. They body us up. They're stronger. Those kids have lifted weights. They're strong. I tell our kids, there's living proof that you didn't lift, and now we're paying for that because we can't physically play with those type of people, and that's a shame, really.
Are you getting discouraged mentally, too?
Well, yeah, you can see that happening. You can see them now where they're hesitant. They don't want to attack the basket. And the way we play, we've always attacked the bucket. That physicality has caused them not to want to drive. When they get shoved a little bit, they kind of let go of the rope. And in this conference, you can't do that against those better teams, and they're going to have to get over that. So,
All right. Randy Marshall has beaten you soundly twice. In your opinion, do you think they're head and shoulders above the rest in this Little Illini Conference this year?
I really do, because they have the whole package. They're quick, they can shoot, and they have length. When you got a 6'9 kid that can do what Burdick does, it makes it really hard. And then Harper weighs 240. You know, so that's a tough matchup. And then you get the football kid that's going to Iowa, who is really a nice player too. They've got three of those. We have none of those. So I would pick them probably to win it all, unless they get in a battle. I would have thought, you know, if Olney could have kept their big kid, they would have been somebody that could have beaten them. But now their hands above everybody else. They clobbered a couple of teams in our conference that I thought would be able to play with them. They've destroyed them. So I think they're probably better than everybody. That's why they're 17-1. So.
Okay, we'll see you at Newton on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Again, the Indians lose here by a score of 76-43. Time now for us to mention our player of the game, our Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington, player of the game. And that is who, Bill?
Well, Steve, sometimes it's hard to pick a player of the game, but not tonight. Noah Wigger had an outstanding night for the Indians, finished with a team-high 20 points. Noah hit 8 out of 16 field goals, hit a couple of three-pointers, was perfect in two trips to the foul line, 5 rebounds to go with all that. 20 points, 5 rebounds, and Noah Wigger is the player of the game.
All right, so the Indians lose here by a score of 76-43. The Indian JV lost 66-51 as well. Hope the Indians will get back on track on Friday. They travel to Newton, Bill. We'll see you then.
Yep, can't wait. Thank you, Steve.
All right, thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco studios. That's been Arvin Hawkins. Again, the final, 76-43, Marshall over the Indians. I'm Steve Anderson saying so long from LHS.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball brought to you all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.